the packages as well. So here we go.
Thanks, Yun.
I'm Matt.
Hi, is this Mo?
Yes.
Hey, Mo. My name is Matt. How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I cannot complain, right? It's Wednesday already.
Good.
Jeez. This week is going by way too fast, right? And summer is now approaching us. Is it starting to get a little hot out there, or how's the weather been for you?
Well, beautiful. It's still good, you know.
Yeah? That's good.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Tell me, how's business been for Alpha Remodeling thus far? Are we kind of staying busy? Has it been kind of up and down? Talk to me, like, what's been going on for the business thus far?
Up and down, really, you know.
Hmm. How have you been getting most of your new clients?
I get Angie's list and a lot of referrals.
Angie's? What do you think of Angie's thus far? Because I hear mixed things on Angie's.
They're actually filler, you know. They're okay, you know. They're just keep me paying the bills, you know.
I see. Gotcha. How long you been with Angie's?
Quite a while. I think I've been with them for about 4 years now.
4 years? Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you like Angie's, you would love being on Google, right? Have you ever thought about getting on Google? Like, has anybody ever talked to you about that? What is for you?
It's been very rough, getting the right people to help me out with this.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, good news is you're talking to Google's biggest partner, right? I'm not just saying that. It's the truth, right? We have over 13,000 clients that bill with us every month. So there's a reason for that. And I can definitely help you grow to that next level, right? And I have everybody under the sun. I have major $50 billion companies as a client down to, you know, the one man handyman, right? So to me, everybody's the same. You know, if you want to grow, right, if you want to, really take your business to that next level, I can definitely help you do that. Okay. So that, you know, you can get that exposure. Now, have you ever gone like onto Google and seen who shows up on that first page before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually looking for companies where I can actually become part of a company, you know, work as an employee, but at some point. But, you know, you're talking to a guy who's 63 years old. I mean, I'm still, you know, able to do a lot of stuff.
How old did you say you are, Mo?
63.
Nice. Yeah, you still got a lot of life left in you, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you definitely have, like, you know, a lot of life. So, you know, and, you know, like my dad just turned, he's going to turn 71 this year.
Oh, 71 is still young, you know.
Yeah, and you're still, the cool thing is, you know, you still sound like you have a lot of life left in you. So, you know, it's all about, like anything else, the difference between a successful company, Mo, and an unsuccessful company is exposure, right? How many jobs are you getting? It's cash flow. It's very simple. Business is very simple, right, when you break it down to the nitty-gritty, right? And so, you know, I always talk about, okay, a couple key elements. First off, we got to get you on that first page of Google, okay, in the Forney area and then surrounding areas, right? Then over time, Mo, I can really help you guys with a pay-per-lead program, okay? And what that is,
what is the pay per lead? What is that?
Yeah, let's take a look. I was just going to get into all that too, but let's see. So what's good about the paper leads, while I'm pulling up the pricing and I'll talk to you about that, it's an exclusive lead only to you. It doesn't get shared like an Angie's lead. Okay. Huge difference, right? And the nice thing about those leads is they come in the form of a phone call. Okay. And they, are like, you get to talk to them, and if you don't like the lead mo, you don't pay for it during the call. So like, if they're just like curious and not serious, right, you can simply turn that lead down and you don't have to pay for it. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I have, just an example with Angie's ads. They have, they email me some job. Some of them they don't charge me for, and those are the ones I'm going for right now because I had a very bad experience with the Home Advisor in the past where when I just get a call, when I call that customer, just call him from my house, they were charging me for that, you know. And that's the same thing. Now they have two options. One, an email that takes me directly to the customer where I can contact the customer by texting, email, or call. And the other one, if I open it, accept it, and call that customer. The customer answers the phone call regardless whether he's interested or not. Then they will charge me for that. And that's the one I didn't even open at all. I just delete it, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like that for the past 4 years.
Paper leads is, it's not pay per phone call, it's pay per qualified lead. Very big difference, right? But you're going to pay for that, okay? Right? So the nice thing is during the phone call, if you don't like the lead, you turn it down, you don't pay for it. So you
How does that happen? I don't
power on that.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm old school, you know.
Let me break it down to you. Let me break it down to you very simply. Somebody calls up, says, "Hey, I saw you on Google." Okay, great. What are you looking to get done? They start telling you, "Oh, you know, I want to remodel my bathroom." Okay, great. Well, how big is the bathroom? What are you looking to do? Da 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 da. Okay, you know, it's like, do you have a budget for this? Da, 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 you know, and you get to sit there and have a conversation with them, Max, and you know somebody's serious versus curious, right? You can tell you've been doing this long enough. You're old school, right? So if that lead sucks, you just basically say, "Hey, I appreciate you calling me. Have a wonderful day." You don't pay for that lead. That simple.
But see, that's not how I do things. I never ever would want to give a customer an estimate on the phone except for TV mount.
You're never going to. But you're going to be able to tell, look, if that lead is quality or not by the way they're talking, how close they are, and the type of job. Okay? Yeah. And if those three factors like square off, right? In other words, they're close enough to you. They sound serious. They want you to come over and give an estimate for a decent-sized job. You'll pay for that lead because you know that your skill sets, right, sir, you're going to be able to convert so many of those calls, right? So the nice thing, though, is you don't have to pay for the fluffy or the crappy calls, right? So you're only paying for the people that you want to go down to and give an estimate for in a nutshell.
Okay.
And that is a lead well worth spending, okay?
Because let me see. How much?
Only exclusive to you. It's not going out to other people to bid on it, okay? So that phone call, whether you want it or not, is only going to you. That's why this Google program is the best program and why I have some guys actually, Max, no joke, spending $40,000 a month on those leads with me, okay? So let's talk about costs on that. Okay, you want the lead on a pay-per-lead. Again, this takes time to get set up. This is not like I flick the switch and I bring these pay-per-leads to the table. Why? Because Google does a full vetting process on you. They want to see no felonies over the last 7 years now. They want to see that you have the liability insurance. They're only giving these leads to qualified people. Okay?
Even if you have a million dollars
to spend, until you get vetted, you don't get to participate in that program. Okay?
Very legit.
Okay? Yeah. So it's not like Angie's. Angie's will sell it to everybody. They don't care. Right? Google's a different animal. Okay? So
no, Angie, actually, you know, Angie, in the beginning, actually, Angie's had to go through the security measures, you know. They wanted to make sure I don't have any problems. They went through that, you know, before they assigned me.
Yeah. But so, the downside to Angie's, like I said, is they share that same lead with 3 to 5 other guys. So that's why I love these leads, because there's two things going on. Number one, you're at the very tippy top of Google on the paper leads. Like, you show up as the first or second search result on Google in any of the areas and cities that we choose. So once I get it, you vet it, it's prime placement. It's like being on the beach in Newport Beach in Southern California, prime placement, right? That's what I'm talking about here, okay? But again, these leads do cost, okay? So let's talk about the cost. 2 months later, right, I'll go over all the other costs and everything, the nitty-gritty, but if you want that qualified lead, and it's a solid lead, and you're willing to pay for it, $63 for that lead.
Okay.
So it has a cost.
Yeah.
But it has a high return, right? You know, somebody calling you for a bathroom remodel, let's say, and they're serious, you'll pay $63 to give somebody an estimate for that.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, if I draw an estimate for a customer and the customer, you know, decides he doesn't want to do it, you know, that becomes a $65 loss between, you know, and the time I have to spend on doing it. The other day, I sat down for about 2 hours
drawing an estimate for this person. How you make those effective? That's a great point. Okay? Because you know what? I don't have guys spending $40,000 a month with me on those leads by accident. Okay? We always start off small, and then we work our way to a bigger and bigger position, Mel. So what do I mean by that? Okay? What a lot of guys do, okay, because these are in addition to my basic package. Okay? My basic package is going to get you a good ROI every month, because it's going to focus you on being on Google, right, on the first page still. Okay, not at the very tippy top, but the first page, right? And it's going to focus on those retargeting ads that we do on addition to you being on Google. So like I said, if anybody types in any keywords that relate to your business, Mo, and they don't call you from Google, what we'll do is we will run another ad, right? So what will happen is anytime that person now logs on to Facebook, they see an ad from your business, right, motivating them to call you from Facebook in addition to Google, right? Because we want to try and get back in front of them. We want to try and motivate them to call you in a couple of different ways, right? So we use these retargeting ads to do that, and it's very effective, right, in addition to Google, to help motivate them to call you off Facebook as well, okay? Been doing that strategy for 13 years now on the Facebook side of things, and it really, really does help businesses, you know, like stay competitive, right, and stay in front of these people other than just Google, right? Yes, Google is the emphasis. Yes, Google is the first place everybody goes to, by the way, Mo, over anywhere else. Do you know that Angie's is just running Google ads, right, to redirect people to their website to get them to fill out information, right? But people are first going to Google, and then they're getting directed to Angie's. So Angie's is getting the leftovers, right? Not the first fruit, if you get my drift, right? Because why? People usually want to call somebody they see on that first page of Google over going to Angie's or Yelp, right, or any of those other sites, right, that exist secondary to Google. Because Google, once you're on that first page, people know you're reputable. People know, okay, this guy's legit, right? And so there's a couple things that we have to do, though, to help you stand out, okay? It's not just getting on that first page of Google, right? Yes, that's important, But more importantly, it's about like making sure that you have that personalized touch, right? Because if you don't stand out and you just have a name and a logo, like a lot of guys do, right, they're going to pass up on you, okay? So what do I mean by that? I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna text you right now, one of my clients, okay? Because I think great example of standing out amongst the crowd. And I've been really heavily Mo talking about this year more than ever about standing out because it is competitive, right? Everybody's got a business. Everybody's got a logo, okay? How do you stand out and differentiate yourself from all those other guys? Well, there's a couple key elements that I'm going to talk to you about. So I just sent this text. As soon as you get it, do me a favor. Go ahead and click on that, and we're going to look at this guy's Google business profile real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's second issue on that.
Did you click on it?
Yeah, just one second, please.
I have to scroll down where you see Lewis Pest Control.
Yeah.
Let me know when you see it.
It says, yeah, Lewis Pest, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so do you see the photo next to their name?
Which says Lewis, right?
Yeah, Lewis Pest Control, you'll see how many five-star reviews, like 100 and something next to their name. And then to the right of their name, there is a photo of the guys.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes.
Okay. So you see that photo where there's like two guys standing next behind, and the backdrop is their van that says their name on it and everything. You might have to click on it because it might be small on your cell phone, but that's the kind of thing I'm talking about by standing out.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So my point is, right, there's two things going on here. Number one, they got the five-star reviews. They got over 102 five-star reviews, okay? These guys have been with me for literally 13 months and have gotten over 100 five-star reviews. That's really impressive, to say the least, okay? Yes. Second thing is they have that photo, that personalized touch, Mo, okay? So I'm not saying go wrap your van or go crazy with the photo either. But if you can have somebody take a photo of you decently dressed, like a polo shirt and a nice khaki pant, right, and, you know, you got a clipboard or you got a measuring tape or something in your hand, right, something that's decent enough where we can use that photo on Google, on your website, right, and on your Facebook ads, that will help you stand out amongst the crowd, right, other than just having a name and a logo.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Now, we also have a tool, Mo, to help you get those five-star reviews, okay, because those are important. Why do you think it's so important to have those five-star reviews?
It's I have about 10 reviews, I think 9 or 10 reviews with Angie at 5-star already. I don't know if we can pull those out.
Yeah.
If you go to the modeling and,
gotcha. What we'll do is you're going to need to help us a little bit, okay? What you're going to need to do is sit down and figure out all the, like, clients you've done over, like, let's say, maybe the last year. All we need is name and phone number. And then you can simply, it's so easy to do, just put their name and phone number into our system. Our system will take care of the rest, Mo, and it will send them this automated text message basically saying, thank you for using Alpha Remodeling. We appreciate your business. Our business is dependent upon 5-star Google reviews. Please take a moment to click on this link and leave us a 5-star review. Again, we appreciate your business. Have a wonderful day. Right? Something along those lines. Our system will send these past clients a text message like that for them to leave you 5-star reviews. Okay? Because the most important platform out there to have 5-star reviews is, what do you think it is?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
What do you think out of all platforms to have 5-star reviews is the most important? Like, what platform do you think that would be?
I don't know.
Google. But why? Why Google? Why Google over anywhere else? Why is having 5-star reviews, Mo, on Google more important than anywhere else? Let me ask you that question. Or do you need me to answer it because you don't know?
I've never done Google. That's why I'm not really familiar with it.
Yeah, gotcha. Let me tell you this, Mo. Google is the largest company in the world, not by accident, okay? Because Google became the largest company in the world. They're bigger than the oil giants. They're bigger than, you know, BlackRock. They're bigger than all these companies out there, right? They became the biggest company in the world because they have the platform where everybody goes to find businesses. They are the modern-day phone book of the 21st century, okay? So everybody Googles it, right? Google owns all the maps. They own all the GPS systems as well. Everybody uses, like, even Apple Maps, or they'll use Google Maps, right, to get around, right? That's all Google, right? And people use all that stuff to find businesses in addition to just www.google.com, right? So having yourself on Google on the first page when people type in keywords that relate to your business obviously is going to benefit your business more than you have any idea. But secondly, Mo, right, it's going to take your business to that next level because you're growing yourself on the number one platform, right? So we're not just talking about getting you a little bit exposure here. We're talking about really, you know, taking your business to another level, okay? Much more than Angie, okay? Angie helps, but once you see the power of Google, you'll never go back. Like, you'll figure out, like, a way to double down on Google. That's what my clients eventually end up doing. Right. I have clients on Yelp. Same thing. They triple down on Google. Right. Because Yelp and Angie's, they're good, but they're not great. They're good. Right. And how you get great, right, is obviously getting your exposure, being seen on Google, and then finally, eventually getting yourself to being able to participate in those pay per leads as well. Okay. So let's get down to, like, nitty gritty and all the pricing and all that. But any questions before I go into that, or everything makes sense?
I mean, everything, you know, because I've never been into a Google situation, so I really don't know. It's a trial for me.
It's foreign. But you understand, though, that people go to Google, right? And, like, whoever shows up on that first page, they get competitors. Yeah. Like, they're definitely getting business off of that. You understand that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, like if we type in remodeling, let's just take a look, right? And I'm sure you know some of these guys, right? I'm sure you definitely know some of that competition right now, right, that's in there. Like, there's Bright Ideas, there's Journey Home Remodeling, there's Worth Construction. Any of these guys, like –
yeah.
You recognize any of those guys?
No, but
Yeah, but these are the guys right now that are showing up on that first page in Google. Okay? Those are the guys obviously getting business off of it. Okay? And right now, like, I just went on and seen who's participating in the paper leads, and there's a company called White Cap Construction. You ever heard of those guys?
No.
Okay. So those are the guys that are taking the paper leads right now. Okay. And honestly, they're okay, but their photo, like I said, doesn't scream like super professional. So whoever got them set up on that, they're not dialed in, right? So what we would do much more importantly with you is once you get us that photo of you, right, like you can have like a good backdrop, like a front door or like, you know, a good kitchen that you've done with like a clipboard and your polo shirt and your khaki and you're smiling, right? And you just have a family member take that photo and we'll use that photo mode to really promote you, okay? Because like some of these guys just don't have the right team promoting them. Okay. And so they're just, you know, they're just exposure is not as good as it can be is what I'm saying. Okay. So my basic package, super affordable on a month to month basis. Okay. Now if you want to do the paper leads, there's other costs. Okay. So a lot of my guys, what they do is they do all three levels. It's called my ideal package, right? Where they'll do, you know, first page of Google. $100 in retargeting ads, which is on the Facebook platform that I was telling you about. And then we're working towards those paper leads, right, to eventually get those as the third leg to eventually do. Since it does take 2 months to get you vetted for the paper lead process, you know, a lot of guys want to start doing that right away because eventually when the time comes and when they want those extra leads, because you're going to want extra leads, eventually that always happens to everybody with me, right? Because my basic package, right, has a good ROI, but it's only going to bring so much business, okay? So my basic package will bring thousands of dollars a month worth of business, but it, like I said, it's only going to take you so
long. Say that again.
What's that?
You said, what was the number you said?
Thousands of dollars worth of business you'll get off my basic package a month.
How much?
Thousands.
A thousand.
3 to 5. 3 to 5 thousand you should be able to get off my basic package a month.
No good.
Because my basic package, and we've done studies, has a 1 to 10 ratio. So for every dollar you spend, you're getting $10 back. Okay? That's pretty standard, even on those paper leads too. It's pretty standard, right? For every dollar you spend, you're going to get $10 back worth of business, Mo. So the ROI, return on investment, on my products are great, right? You know,
yeah.
You're not going to be able to spend a couple $100 and make $10,000 consistently a month. Like you, maybe some jobs you'll get that will turn into that, right? But on average, you know, I'm very realistic, right, with what I do. You get what you spend, like everywhere else, Mo. Okay? So, as I always tell people, if you want to spend the least amount of money, you're going to get the least amount of business. But if you can come up with a healthy budget, right, you're going to get a healthy return on that. And that all makes sense, correct?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, my basic package, right, is $299 a month. Right? Got a great return. Covers the website. Covers all of that. Right? If you want to do the paper leads, there is a one-time cost because we've got to pay for that background check and all the paperwork. That's a $250 one-time cost. So your first month, if you wanted to do the paper leads too and start working on that, would be $549, Mo. And then every month thereafter, it's $299 a month until the paper leads are ready to kick in. Okay? Let's fast forward a couple months. You've been vetted. You're now ready to take on those paper leads. By then, we've already gotten you a really good result, right? You're already starting to make good money on this, right? Now you're like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to now start taking those paper leads, okay? One thing about the paper leads is you do have to, when the time comes and it's the month of, like the months of like you vetting, you do have to prepay for 13 leads with Google up front. So let's fast forward. It's been 2 months. It's like May or June, right? So let's say it's June 5th, right? We've got you vetted. You're now ready to take the paper leads. we would sit down with you, Mo, and be like, okay, Mo, it's time to do those prepaid of 13 leads. Well, 13 times 63 is $819. Okay? Good news, though, Mo, is you don't have to blow through those 13 leads as quickly as possible either. What a lot of my guys do is they'll prepay the 13 leads. They'll take two of those leads, Mo, right? And then they turn it off because we teach you how to turn it on and off at any time, okay? Oh. And then they work two of those solid leads till one of them turns into a really good paying job. Once that happens, they turn back on the paper leads, and then they take two more. And they wash, rinse, repeat on that, right, till they go through the 13 leads. Once you've exhausted the 13 leads, let's say it took you 2 months to go through those 13 leads in addition to your basic package, okay? What would happen is Google will auto-reload you once you finish with those 13 leads, another 13 leads batch. And then you go through those as quickly or as slowly as you'd like with that platform. So that's kind of how that works. Any questions on that?
No. I just need some information. So I saw some of the stuff to my daughter. Well, she's the one that's going to look at some of the stuff before I can do anything.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, it's your business, obviously. And when a lot of people get involved in a decision, it makes it really convoluted. You know, it's too many brains looking at things. And I'm not opposed to your daughter looking at any of this, okay? Now, somebody did fall off the first page in Forney, okay, for a remodeling keyword. It just literally happened yesterday. That's why you even got a call today. Because, again, we're Google's biggest partner. We're a $3 billion company. We didn't get there by accident, Mo. We've been doing this 22 years. So our company obviously wants to align itself with somebody that is serious about growing their business and sees value in this. Because if it's not going to be you, obviously, we'll be able to fill this probably within 3 to 5 phone calls, right, of calling in the area. Okay? So I do want to make sure that, you know, you are serious about this and that this is something that you as a business owner see yourself doing, okay? Because, yes, your daughter's going to have her own input. A lot of people will tell you not to spend money, right? Because let's be honest, Mo, you've been around. You're 60-something now, 62, right? So, you know, you've been around a long time, right? You know the famous saying, you get what you spend, right? There's a reason why you're spending money with Angie's right now, because obviously you know you need to spend some money in order to make money, okay? So there's two ways you can go at this. You can reduce a little bit of the monies with Angie's, right, and put it towards this, which would be a better use of your money because, obviously, again, we're putting you where everybody goes, right? Google, again, 93% of the time, that's where people go to search for a business is Google, okay? So that's a no-brainer. But the real question becomes, you know, what your goals are, like what – you want to do with the business. You know, if you just want a couple extra jobs a month, the basic package is going to be good for you on that, okay? If you really want to scale your business much more than, you know, a few thousand to $5,000 worth of business every month, then those paper leads are going to add that extra fuel to the fire, Mo, to really take your business to that next level. So based on that information, what do you think would be the best fit for your business? The basic package or really eventually taking those paper leads in addition to that?
You know, if I want to do anything with you, guys, I want to do it, like, start slow, really. You know, like I told the movie guy that this is more like a one-man operation, you know what I mean, right now. I had employees in the past, but I can't you know, like just a whole headache to have.
A lot of work. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. The basic package, like I said, I'm willing to waive the website costs. I'm willing to waive any extra activation fee. Normally, the first month on that $299 package, we have to charge $100 more where it's $399 your first month, and then it goes to $299 because we got to cover costs, right? You got to cover getting your account set up. We got to cover – your website costs, but I'm willing to waive all that. And like I said, just make sure that it's just established. It's $299 a month. That package will start small. That package will get you a good rate of return, as I explained. It's $10 a day, really, about, okay? And it's going to focus on getting you quality jobs, right, versus, you know, a bunch of, you know, crap out there, okay? Good news is most of these people, right, are going to be calling you direct. They may call a competitor or two. They may, right, because nobody can stop that in any platform. But what I can tell you with Google is Google's not going to share that person with your competitors. So if they don't call your competitors, Google's not enticing your competitors to call them like Angie's does, okay? Huge difference here when it comes to the leads. So not only that, Mo, out of the package, we're spending $100 a month on those retargeting ads, right, to get back in front of those people so that, right, they call you on Facebook in addition to Google. So if they don't call you on Google, Mo, and we run this ad, hey, Alpha Remodeling running a special, save 10% today, call now, right? We're going to run different things to motivate these people to call you, right? And, of course, you're going to know what the ads are going to say and all that. I'm just giving you an idea so you understand, right? But what's so beneficial about having those retargeting ads is we're getting in front of these people in another fashion other than just using Google, right? So it's like top of the mind, staying on top of them. So they may see you a couple times and then eventually call you, right, and want to do business with you. Why will they call you? Well, because they're seeing you more, right? We're going to help you get those five-star reviews. You're going to have that photo of you like we talked about to stand out, right?
Sure.
So back to Lewis Test, okay? They've been with me 13 months, Mo. They started exactly with the $299 package. They didn't even do the paper leads right out the gate, by the way, okay? I'm being 100% transparent, being 100% honest, right? They started with that $299 package. Obviously now they've grown their business over the last 13 months with me, okay? They started with one van. Kid you not, Mo. Guess how many vans they are up to now 13 months later? Ooh.
I don't know.
There are over 12 vans now.
Wow.
They're literally 13 months. They've 12X'd their business by using this exact package and then eventually get it on those paper leads, okay? Now, they spend thousands of dollars a month on the paper leads, okay? Obviously, they're much bigger than a one-man guy like you. But I'm just using them as an example of really what I can do for your business. So whatever degree, Mo, and whatever, like, size you ever want to get to, I can do that for you with what I do, okay? Because I focus on what matters. And what matters is you need to get on Google. You need to get your exposure, right? We need to get that five-star reviews going together. And as long as you're willing to work with us to helping you grow on that side, because I'm going to need your clients, you know, names and phone numbers. We got to input those into the system, right? And so that the system can send out that link to get you those five stars, right? I'm going to need that photo. Like, have your daughter go take a photo of you, right? Like, with you in a nice polo shirt and your clipboard and, right? And, like, you know, you have a good backdrop behind you, whether it's the kitchen or the front door or a patio or a deck that you built, something that, you know, has a good backdrop behind you in the photo so that we – can use that photo, Mo, to really motivate people to call you, okay? So I know that's a lot of info, but I really try to cover a lot of ground here with my business owners
so
you understand exactly what I would do for you.
Yeah. Okay, send me all the information, please, so I can, because I'm supposed to meet with my daughter tomorrow. She She lives in a different suburb, you know, and
okay. What do you think your daughter would say about you getting on Google and getting your exposure?
I have no idea. Like, me and her were trying to do something, you know, and I really wanted to do a good advertisement. I'm okay with Angie's ad, you know, right now. But I want a little, you know, just, you know, do better, you know, I want to do better.
Exactly. So, and that's why, because, you know, a lot of times, Mo, I've been doing this a long time, I see people miss out on this opportunity all the time, and it breaks my heart because, you know, if people really understood the power of Google and really got to taste it, because you're never going to know how well this is going to work until you try it, okay? Cool thing with me, Mo, is I don't lock you any, like, year contract like Angie's does for all their new clients. Only thing we ask is a three-month commitment. And then after those 3 months, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with us. And the only reason we ask for a three-month commitment from you, Mo, is because that gives you enough time to really see the power of this, number one. And number two, we actually lose money the first 3 months, right? So we have done studies, right? People that stay with us for 3 months, 96% of them stay with us for long term.
Yeah.
And the reasoning is, I'm going to get you on Google, right? I'm going to get your exposure up, right? So you want to grow and you want to take your business to the next level, you know, definitely can do that. The only concern that I have is I don't know what your daughter's thinking, right? I don't know her thoughts on any of this. She may be completely misinformed about Google, right? Because you can do your own research. Like 93% of people figure it out. Like they go to Google first. Out of any other platform, you know, and that's what I'm talking to you about, right? So if you really want that exposure, I can get this thing to more than pay for itself, right? That's what it really comes down to, is are you going to get a good return on investment, right? Nice thing is it's flat rate, so you're just paying $299. You know exactly where your money's going, okay? $100 is going to those Facebook retargeting ads, and then $199, the leftover, is going towards keeping you on that first page of Google.
Sure.
Now, I know we've been talking, right, and obviously we've definitely, you know, discussed this further, but can you really see how this would benefit your business?
Yeah, I know. It's just a matter of time, you know, until we start doing something, you know. But the thing is, I need all this information so me and her can sit down and you know, and give me the, you know, your personal number. This way we can get to you right away.
Yeah. Yeah. When do you think you'll be able to make a decision on this? Because the last thing I want to do is just wait, you know. I mean, like I said, I can have this filled with my team in 3 to 5 phone calls to remodeling guys in the area. I mean, I don't have 1,400 clients by accident, no, right? So
I probably need a week.
By the way, my business has 13,000 businesses that bill every month, but personally, I have 1,400 clients, right? So I just want to partner up with guys that are serious and guys that, you know, foresee themselves pulling the trigger on this. So my question to you is, when realistically do you think you can make a decision on this?
Well, about a week.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're like, you're that to me says, I'm kind of curious, but I'm not serious. I'm just being honest. Right. And that's fine. Right. I have guys that try to circle back, but the problem is, Mo, you know, I want to fill this position with somebody and I want to fill it this week. Right. Because it just came available. And if I don't fill it, one of the other Google partners are going to fill it this week. Right. So once it gets filled, all the Google partners stop calling remodeling guys in the area, right? So we're all trying to fill this. You're talking to Google's biggest, okay? Everybody else doesn't do the type of revenue or not even close to being as large as my company, right? I mean, we own our own building here in Southern California, right? So my point is, Mo, you know, if you're serious, you know, I need a decision like this week kind of like decision. Otherwise, if, you know, you don't foresee yourself spending $299, and that's okay. It's not for everybody, right? If you don't want to get on Google and grow your business, I understand as well, right? But I do need somebody to be able to make a decision and see value in this. Otherwise, you know, I can move on. So, and move on to, you know, somebody that's more qualified. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So you tell me.
Yeah, within a week I should come up with something. With the pictures and with all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you, like, I need a hard decision. Oh, yeah, Matt, let's go ahead and do this, right? Like, I need a decision this week is what I'm trying to communicate to you. If you can't give me that, I understand, too.
Information and stuff.
Okay. Let's do this, Mo. Let me ask you, what's your email first and foremost?
Well, we can send it at alphabuilderstx@gmail.com. ALFABuildersTX.
What did it ask?
gmail.tx, Texas.
Gotcha. So Alpha, ALFA, Builders, BUILDERS, and then TX at Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you an email, Mo, of this thing broken down. Okay?
Okay.
I
want
to put another
good
call for you and I to go over this. I'm going to send you a bunch of information. You'll be able to see videos, right? I mean, I have the largest storage unit company in America as our client. Okay? You can't get better than that. Okay? Their director of marketing did a video for us. Okay? We've been on TV. You'll be able to see us on NBC News. Okay? And so I'm going to send you some videos. Even Lewis Pest Control sent me a video. Like, recently, he did, 2 weeks ago, he did a video with Amy, his account manager. Amy's the girl in our back office that kind of holds his hand, because I assign account manager to every one of my clients, right, to make sure that, you know, we're collecting all the documents, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, Mo, so nothing falls through the cracks, okay, because I'm busy. My job's to bring on new clients, and then I have people to help service those new clients on the team and on the staff, right? So
yeah.
My point is, if you're serious, I'm the most legit that it comes to doing this, okay? But if you're not serious or you don't want to spend any money, I get it too. Some guys don't want to spend money, right? They want to be
safe. Oh, who doesn't
right?
want to spend money? I want to spend money as long as it gives me a return. You know what I mean? It just makes sense.
Exactly.
I don't want to go
and
spend
and
money.
And I'm telling you now,
and
all
of a sudden,
yeah, shutting
down.
But $299, this will give you a good return on your investment. I'm not saying it's going to bring you 10 grand a month. It can, right? But is it realistically, is it going to bring several thousands to like $5,000 a month? Yes. Okay. There's no such thing as a marketing campaign where you spend $300 a month where it brings you $10,000, $20,000 consistently a month. There's no such thing as that. If there is, show me it. I'll quit my job. Not even Angie's or Yelp can do even close to that.
No,
right?
I want to start slow because, like I said, I'm a one-man show. You know, sometimes I have... It depends.
Exactly.
I did an addition last year. I had 3-4 people working for me. But
yeah.
Then
and that's
managing,
what this package will do. That's what this package will do. Right? And I'm waiving,
okay,
Mo.
Send me whatever information. I'll make a decision as soon as in a couple of days and see what we're going to do.
Okay. Let's do this. More better, because I'm always busy. Like, right after this call, I literally have another appointment I'm getting on with one of my guys that like, hey, send me an email kind of guy too. So let's schedule an appointment for you and I to discuss this further, because you're going to have more questions. Again, I'm not asking you, you know, to pull the trigger right this second, okay? But let's schedule another appointment so we can talk more serious, and you can tell me yes or no either way. How about that? That sound good?
Yeah. Today's Wednesday. Monday of next week is good.
Okay. I'm going to need, like I said, Mo, I'm going to need a decision this week. Because otherwise I'm going to have
to... Yeah, I'll let you know whether I'll go for it or not. I'll let you know. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. How about we schedule an appointment on Friday? We schedule a hard call. You and I, we can talk Friday. How's that sound?
Which is in a couple of days.
Yeah, it gives you plenty of time. You got today, Thursday, Friday morning to think about all this, you know?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Because I got to break away.
How about, you want to do noon on Friday? You want to do, hold on now. Yeah, can't do noon. You want to do 11 a.m. your time on Friday?
Yeah, sounds good, yes.
Okay. I'm going to schedule an appointment, you and me, okay? And the only thing I ask, gentlemen to gentlemen, Mo, whether it's a yes or a no, just do me a favor, pick up the call. Let's talk about it, okay? You're probably going to have more questions, right? That's why I'm asking you to think this through, okay? Go through my email.
Yeah.
Take the time. You know, if you really want to seriously grow, I'm your guy. I can definitely help.
I got you, man. I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just do me a favor. Pick up the call on Friday, okay? And then you and I will talk serious,
Deborah,
more about it. And then I'll go through it again with you even. And we'll make a decision on Friday at 11 a.m.
Okay. Thank you very much. I would appreciate it. Yes, sir.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you on Friday, sir. All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.